Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Leading Change, with a new preface by the author, John P. Kotter, a renowned thought leader in the fields of business, leadership, and change management, provides a robust framework for leading organizational change. Drawing from decades of research and practical experience, Kotter elucidates the most common challenges that leaders and organizations face when attempting to implement change. The book not only outlines the reasons why change initiatives often fail, but also presents an 8-step process that has proven effective in achieving sustainable change. This updated edition, enriched with a new preface by Kotter, reflects on the evolution of change management strategies over the years and reinforces the relevance of Kotter's principles in today's dynamic business environment. With its insightful analysis and actionable guidance, Leading Change is an indispensable resource for leaders, managers, and anyone interested in understanding the intricacies of driving change within organizations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, establishing a sense of urgency. John P. Kotter begins Leading Change with the crucial step of establishing a sense of urgency. He argues that successful change initiatives start when leaders can convince a significant portion of the organization that the status quo is more dangerous than the unknown future. Kotter emphasizes the importance of open, honest dialogues to showcase market and competitive realities, identifying and discussing crises, potential crises, or major opportunities. This step is fundamental to overcoming complacency and building a convincing case for the need for change. It involves thorough evaluations of the competitive environment, market position, and technological trends to illustrate the need for change compellingly. The process may entail confronting difficult truths about current performance levels, organizational inadequacies, or emerging threats. But this honest appraisal sets the stage for meaningful and urgent action. Secondly, creating the guiding coalition. Once the urgency for change is established, Kotter advises forming a powerful coalition to guide the change effort. The second step involves assembling a group with enough power, expertise, credibility, and leadership to drive the change process. It's not just about gathering high-ranking executives. It's about identifying leaders across the organization who have the influence and determination to support and promote the change. Kotter stresses the importance of team dynamics in this coalition, advocating for a mix of skills and perspectives, as well as a shared commitment to change. The guiding coalition acts as the anchor of the change initiative, working together to build momentum and encourage buy-in across the organization. This step is critical for overcoming resistance and ensuring the change effort is viewed with legitimacy and support at all levels. Thirdly, developing a vision and strategy. The third step in Kotter's change process is the development of a clear vision and strategy. This involves creating a picture of the future that is compelling and appealing enough to motivate employees to act in certain ways. Kotter points out that without a clear vision, change efforts can dissolve into a list of confusing and incompatible projects that can take the organization in the wrong direction or nowhere at all. A well-articulated vision serves as a North Star, guiding everyone in the organization through the change process. It clarifies the direction of the change, aligns people with that direction by appealing to their needs and hopes, and helps overcome resistance by providing a shared goal. Kotter emphasizes that the vision must be ambitious yet achievable, clear but flexible, and should be communicated effectively to ensure it resonates across the organization. Fourthly, communicating the change vision. Effective communication is pivotal in Kotter's fourth step. It's not enough to have a compelling vision. It must be communicated powerfully and repeatedly throughout the organization. Kotter advocates for utilizing every vehicle possible to broadcast the vision, from formal presentations and meetings to informal interactions and digital communications. The goal is to ensure that as many people as possible understand, accept, and are committed to the vision. Leaders must be clear, consistent, and enthusiastic in their communication, acting as role models for the change they expect to see. Communication strategies should also encourage feedback and dialogue, allowing concerns and anxieties to be voiced and addressed. This open communication fosters buy-in and support, bridges gaps in understanding, and builds a cohesive momentum towards the new direction. Lastly, consolidating gains and producing more change. Kotter emphasizes that declaring victory too soon can be detrimental to the change effort. The fifth step, therefore, focuses on consolidating gains and producing more change. This involves leveraging short-term wins to motivate and build momentum for deeper changes. It's about not resting on your laurels, but instead using the credibility gained from early successes to tackle bigger and more entrenched problems. Leaders should focus on increasing the urgency after initial wins, hiring, promoting, and developing employees who can implement the vision and continuously seeking opportunities to implement change more fully. This step requires persistent leadership and the avoidance of complacency, ensuring that the change becomes deeply embedded in the organizational culture. Cotter demonstrates that the consolidation of gains is critical for sustaining change and preparing the organization for the challenges that lie ahead. In conclusion, John P. Cotter's Leading Change, with a new preface by the author, is an indispensable guide for anyone involved in organizational change efforts. Its relevance spans across levels of leadership, from top executives to mid-level managers and frontline supervisors. The book is especially valuable for leaders embarking on transformational change projects, providing them with a clear framework and practical steps to follow. Cotter's 8-step process helps leaders understand not only the complexities inherent in change, but also the critical factors that contribute to its success or failure. Reading this book can benefit individuals by enhancing their change management skills, improving their effectiveness as leaders, and subsequently increasing their organization's adaptability and competitive edge. In an era where change is the only constant, leading change empowers leaders to embrace change, guide their teams through it with confidence, and achieve lasting success. If you would like to support John P. Cotter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.